This is Unit 1 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. Listen to this Arabic conversation.
عفوا، بتحكي إنجليزي؟
لا، أنا ما بحكي إنجليزي.
أنا بحكي عربي شوي.
أنت أمريكي؟
نعم، أنا أمريكي. أنت سورية؟
نعم، أنا سورية.
In the next few minutes, you will learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine an American man sitting near a young Syrian woman in someone's home or in a cafe. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says,
Afwan.
This is the Arabic word for excuse me. The speaker is going to repeat this word again. Repeat after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure to repeat aloud.
Afwan. Afwan.
How do you say excuse me in Arabic?
Afwan. Afwan.
Once again, how do you say excuse me in Arabic?
Afwan. Afwan.
Now the gentleman wants to ask the young Syrian woman if she speaks English. First, here's the word English. Listen and repeat.
Inglesi. Inglesi.
How do you say English?
Inglesi. Inglesi.
Say excuse me.
Afwan. Afwan.
You should repeat each response after the speaker, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his. Say excuse me again.
Afwan. Afwan.
Now he wants to ask, do you speak English? Here's the phrase you speak.
بتحكي. بتحكي.
The word has two consecutive consonants at the beginning, B and T. Say you speak again.
بتحكي. بتحكي.
How do you say you speak?
بتحكي.
Do you remember how to say English?
Inglesi. Inglesi.
Forming a question in Arabic can be done simply by rising intonation. Any statement can be made into a question by rising intonation. Listen to the question, do you speak English?
بتحكي إنجليزي؟ بتحكي إنجليزي؟
Ask someone, do you speak English?
تحكي إنجليزي؟ تحكي إنجليزي؟
Say excuse me.
عفوا. عفوا.
Here's the complete phrase. Excuse me, do you speak English?
عفوا. بتحكي إنجليزي؟ عفوا. بتحكي إنجليزي؟
The young woman answers, No, I don't speak English.
لا, أنا ما بحكي إنجليزي. لا, أنا ما بحكي إنجليزي.
First say the word for no.
لا. لا.
This word ends in a sound similar to the one found at the beginning of the English word above. Say the word for no again.
لا. لا.
Here's how to say I in Arabic.
أنا. أنا.
Do you remember how to say you speak?
تحكي. تحكي.
Here's how to say I speak in Arabic.
بحكي. بحكي.
Note that you do not need to use the words for I with the verb. The form of the verb contains the meaning I speak. Using the word for I with the verb results either in extra emphasis or redundancy. Say I speak.
بحكي بحكي.
Compare you speak with I speak. First say you speak. Note there is no word for you.
بتحكي بتحكي.
Now say I speak.
بحكي بحكي.
Listen to the young woman say, No, I don't speak English.
لا ما بحكي إنجليزي. لا ما بحكي إنجليزي.
Repeat the sentence after her word by word, starting from the end.
إنجليزي إنجليزي. بحكي إنجليزي بحكي إنجليزي. ما بحكي إنجليزي ما بحكي إنجليزي. لا ما بحكي إنجليزي. لا ما بحكي إنجليزي.
How do you say no in Arabic? Listen and repeat.
لا لا.
How do you say I don't speak English?
ما بحكي إنجليزي. ما بحكي إنجليزي.
The negative particle preceding the verb is used to negate verbs, which is almost equivalent to don't. How do you say I don't speak?
ما بحكي. ما بحكي.
How would the woman say I don't speak English?
ما بحكي إنجليزي. ما بحكي إنجليزي.
The man says, I speak a little Arabic.
بحكي عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي.
The word for a little is the last word in the sentence. Listen again.
بحكي عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي.
Listen to the word a little.
شوي. شوي.
Let's repeat the whole sentence from the end, word by word, after the speaker.
شوي. شوي. عربي شوي. عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي.
Now the young woman wants to ask the man, Are you an American?
انت امريكي؟ انت امريكي؟
Here's how you say you are to a man. In fact, she'll be saying the word you only because there is no word for are in Arabic in this context.
انت انت.
Say you are to a man.
انت انت.
Here's the word for American.
أميركي أميركي.
How do you say American?
أميركي أميركي.
How would a woman ask a man, Are you an American?
انت أميركي؟ انت أميركي؟
Literally, she is asking, You American? There's no R in this Arabic sentence. Are you an American? Sounds like this.
انت أميركي؟ انت أميركي؟
The man answers, Yes, I'm an American. Are you Syrian? Listen.
نعم، أنا أميركي. أنت سورية؟ نعم، أنا أميركي. أنت سورية؟
Let's repeat the first part of the response. Yes, I'm an American.
نعم أنا أمريكي. نعم أنا أمريكي.
Now ask the lady, are you Syrian?
أنت سورية؟ أنت سورية؟
How does a man say, I'm an American?
أنا أمريكي. أنا أمريكي.
How do you ask a woman if she is Syrian?
أنت سورية؟ أنت سورية؟
What's the word for yes again?
نعم. نعم.
Remember that there is no word for are in the Arabic question, are you Syrian? The man is literally saying, you Syrian? Neither is there an indefinite article, like a and an, as in a Canadian and an American.
أنت سورية؟ أنت سورية؟
Here's how to say you are or you to a woman.
أنت أنت
How do you say you to a woman?
أنت أنت
Here's the word for Syrian addressed to a woman.
سورية سورية
Ask a woman, are you Syrian?
أنت سورية؟ أنت سورية؟
Do you remember the word for you addressed to a man?
أنت أنت
Let's compare the pronoun you addressed to a woman with that addressed to a man. Listen to the last syllable.
أنت أنت
Here's the pronoun for you addressed to a man.
أنت أنت
How do you ask a man if he is Syrian?
أنت سوري أنت سوري
What's the word for Syrian addressed to a man?
سوري سوري
What's the word for Syrian addressed to a woman?
سورية سورية
Compare the word Syrian addressed to a man with that addressed to a woman. Note that when addressing a woman, you have three syllables. For a man, there are only two.
سوري سوري
سورية سورية
Ask a woman, are you Syrian?
أنت سورية؟ أنت سورية؟
Note that the word for you addressed to a woman is different from the one addressed to a man. Listen to the word for you addressed to a woman.
أنت أنت
Do you remember the word for you addressed to a man?
أنت أنت
Once more, ask a woman, are you Syrian?
أنت سورية؟ أنت سورية؟
The woman answers, yes, I'm Syrian.
نعم, أنا سورية. نعم. أنا سورية.
How do you say yes in Arabic?
نعم. نعم.
If you are a woman, here's how to say I'm an American.
أنا أميركية. أنا أميركية.
Here's how you say I'm an American if you are a man.
أنا أميركي. أنا أمريكي.
Now sit back and listen to an Arabic conversation, the same one you heard at the beginning of this tape, less than 20 minutes ago.
عفوا، بتحكي إنجليزي؟
لا، أنا ما بحكي إنجليزي.
أنا بحكي عربي شوي.
أنت أمريكي؟
نعم، أنت سورية؟
نعم، أنا سورية.
Listen again.
عفوا، بتحكي إنجليزي؟
لا، أنا ما بحكي إنجليزي.
أنا بحكي عربي شوي.
أنت أمريكي؟
نعم، أنت سورية؟
نعم، أنا سورية.
Now imagine that you are the person sitting next to the young Syrian woman. You want to begin a conversation, so what do you say?
عفواً. عفواً.
She doesn't answer, so try to ask her if she speaks English.
بتحكي إنجليزي؟ بتحكي إنجليزي؟
She answers no.
لا. لا.
How does she tell you she doesn't speak English?
ما بحكي إنجليزي. ما بحكي إنجليزي.
How does she ask you? Do you speak Arabic?
بتحكي عربي؟ بتحكي عربي؟
Tell her you speak a little Arabic.
بحكي عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي.
She wants to ask you if you're an American. How does she say it?
أنت أمريكي؟ أنت أمريكي؟
Tell her yes.
نعم. نعم.
She'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
أنت بتحكي عربي؟ أنت بتحكي عربي؟
You should answer.
بحكي عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي.
And that's true. Now you do speak a little Arabic. Don't be concerned if you have not made every response correctly. All that you have learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you have mastered about 80% of the material, you are ready to move on. Otherwise, you should invest another 20 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is